So the bottom line summary is the budget can't be a negative budget.
Oh, of course not.
The only way that the administrative budget is not negative is if we show it not paying back the Heath Fund, not paying all of the central services that they owe, and cutting the expense on, you know, board meetings.
Yeah,
they have a right to do.
Yeah, this is Tracy. Can I make a process suggestion?
Please,
building off of what Summer said? It sounds to me as if the executive director has worked through these figures pretty thoroughly. There are some mild discrepancies because a period of time has gone by. Simon has a fairly complete budget template. I think the thing is 159 pages, the full document. I tried to print it out and had to stop in the middle saying, oh, my God. But I think that perhaps the constructive thing to do would be for Arlene to meet with Simon, massage the final numbers to where they're going to be, since I think that the differentials are not extraordinary. There's just a couple of items that shifted up and down in the past couple of weeks. And submit that to the NFC as a proposed budget at hopefully our next meeting. The NFC is in possession of the staff alternative budget. If there are particular items that the NFC wants to consider reinserting, that's certainly something that we can look at. But I think that in order to have a template to start off with, that it is really just a question of the executive director's numbers and adjustments being inserted into the template the LSB treasurer has been working with.
That's
and that would give us a starting document.
I think I'll be glad to meet with Simon to talk about agreeing on basic numbers, and then we should just give it to Efren to fit it into the template.
Well, that's right. However you guys hammer out the details, but that's what I'm saying is we need to, sometimes we get given budgets, certainly we have at KPFK that have, and you know we've all gotten them on NFC that have, you know, pound symbols and things that aren't even numbers because they're just erroneously in the cells. I want to make sure that, you know, the thing we approve is in writing what you are hammering out, Arlene, in terms of the details. And I would like to know what the vote count was in terms of approving the staff budget, but, I some harmonization that, that we can approve. I like budgets to come up properly approved, you know, presented by management, their local finance committee, going through with flying colors and the LSB approving them. But obviously when you're making serious changes, you may not be so lucky as to get that. So I would like to...
What I was told, Summer, is that neither budget was actually approved,
okay.
That there was more favor toward the staff budget than the finance committee budget, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And they weren't working with mine, but Simon, I had basically given Simon my salary figure, close to what it is in this version.
Okay.
And what they did pass was their four recommendations.
Yes. The vote was 11-9 at the LSB meeting, and the exact wording on the motion that was passed I had already forwarded to the PND, and it went something along the lines of a recommendation that the staff alternative budget was a good starting point. It was not budget approval. It was something so much short of that was passed at LSB.
Okay. And if there's still sticking points over the discount on central services, I mean, I like to just apply pure math whenever possible to some of these things. You know, there's fair market value for three office spaces. What is that? You know, there are the issues of being up to code. But, you know, if it weren't being rented as a restaurant, if it were being used for exactly what it's being used now, and, you know, two of the spaces were occupied and one was empty, whatever, what is it actually worth? And is that equivalent to a 1% discount? And if it isn't, then anyway, what I'm suggesting is to try and find something that maybe it sounds like there isn't, that there may be disagreement there as well. So to try and find some harmonization between the poles of disagreement on these issues. And because I don't know that, you know, fair market rate on those offices would actually be equivalent to a 1% discount or not, but it is a way to arrive at a figure. So just a suggestion. I'm not telling you how to get there. I'm just saying, you know, if that's still an issue between, you know, the perception at the local level that is a potential income stream and the use level by national, and there maybe a 0.5% discount is a fairer number. You know, that's what I'm suggesting, is to try and find compromise that leaves everyone feeling like they can live with this budget, you know.
That was the fair market value was what Maria tried to present, based on, I don't even remember the figure she used per square foot. But LaVarne makes a valid point about code if we're...
Well, that reduces your fair market value considerably.
This is it, yeah.
This is LaVarne.
So it sounds like you'll be harmonizing the figures then.
Yeah.
This is LaVarne. Can I just make a point?
Yes.
This KPFA budget, we're going to talk about, I think, in closed session, too, that this is not just, like, looking at the differences between the staff and, you know, seeing what the changes are, but this is a very delicate negotiation that involves the union because mm-hmm. we're looking at cutting the headcount. So, you know, in terms of just the process of getting it into the format, you know, we had it in the format before, but this final part is for...
This is breaking up, LaVarne.
Yeah, someone is...
I can't hear you at all. I don't know about other people.
Well, I stopped talking.
Oh, okay. Well, that would do it. I understand, of course. It's the deeper underlying issues. It's not a matter of just numbers, or we wouldn't be having any disagreements, I'm sure.
Exactly.
You know. No, I do understand. I guess what I'm suggesting is obviously we need to go into executive session, discuss a few of these issues at greater length, but we probably can't resolve anything else today in open session, and I do think that the finalized version, even if it's only slightly tweaked from where it's at now, we do need to have that sent out as a regular budget to NFC so that we have an approved version of the budget. And obviously it can't have holes and deficits and things in it like that. So I'm hoping that, like Tracy said, that Arlene and Simon and Efren, whomever is necessary to punch that into a final version that accommodates these necessary things.
I do think, though, that on some of these issues that perhaps the NFC should be saying, you know, yay or nay, or making some recommendation.
If the NFC would like to, you know, go through a vote regarding those four recommendations, we can... There's actually five of them. We can do that fairly quickly. Is that something that would work as a process in terms of guiding Arlene?
Sure. I don't have a problem with that.
Provide?
I mean, I guess my feeling is I tend to like to have these budgetary issues resolved locally whenever possible. But obviously, if Arlene's actually working on the budget instead of the interim general manager, it's already at a level that's beyond locally, and you have major issues that have to be dealt with that require that kind of work as well. So...
I think Arlene might appreciate the guidance
in terms of
the NFC's desires in terms of her acknowledging or not acknowledging those particular motions. So
yeah,
I think it might not be a bad idea.
I don't have a problem with that as a process if it helps to sort of give some guidance in a difficult situation. I mean, you know, it's if it helps us get to a budget that's resolved also.
Well, my stance on this, and this is what I said to the union yesterday, is that those are not local determinations, that those are only determinations for the PNB to make. You know, the local station cannot determine whether the PNB has no meetings as opposed to four meetings a year.
Well, and even that isn't up to the NFC because that's a PNB issue, so we can make a recommendation.
That's what I'm saying. It's a PNB issue.
Yeah.
This, you know, I think all four of those are really PNB issues. The payback of Heath, the percentage that the station pays, I'm assuming that the discount that Kay receives because of the archive was agreed to by the PNB. How many meetings a year? I think that's already been discussed at one point by the PNB, and it was determined that they didn't feel we could violate the bylaws. And I've lost track of one of the four issues, but
that's okay. What is the amount?
Oh, and then the other issue of the repayment of their federal services and billbacks from this past year.
Right.
Once again, I think that's something of a national issue, although that one, I can see a little more room to argue on that one, perhaps. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I think just before, I think the point's well taken. I don't mind if we go ahead as a body here and make some decisions on that, which at least gives some guidance and recommendation, even though some of those things would then have to go on to the PNB for further recommendation, but they would give you at least something from this body. in terms of...
Well, then my request would be that this body would take a stance and pass that on to the PNB for their meeting a week from Friday.
Exactly, and the argument that I would also make is that if things go through the committee process, they are more easily brought to the PNB agenda than
of
if they
course.
Don't.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Are you kidding? You can't get anything that should be in this committee under the PNB agenda if it hasn't come and lived here first. Last time I tried that, it got kicked right back, okay? Everyone else does, too.
That there's good practical reasons besides the philosophical ones.
Okay, just quickly before we do it, and then I'd like to go ahead and, like, have you go through each motion. Let's take a vote. Let's move on it because we need to move the agenda along because I don't have a clock in front of me, but I know it's getting late. Two points of information from either Arlene or LaVarne. The amount right now that KPFA needs to pay back to the Heath Fund and the amount to pass through Central Services for this year. Can you give us those numbers before we start voting on stuff, just so we have them in our minds?
I can give you the Central Services. LaVarne, I think, can look up the other. But Central Services is $197,847. And then when you add billbacks into that, it's $264,437.
Okay, so a quarter of a million. Okay, and do we have the Heath amount handy, or if we don't, it's not the end of the world.
Part of the bill back.
Is that part of the bill back? Okay.
Yeah. The other issue on the Heath was they don't want to pay anything for this year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I believe that's $25,000 off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's what the total for this year. I think that's what I'd shown earlier for KPFA.
Okay. All right.
So wait, can I weigh in on these last two items? Because I don't see the issue there. When I look at the Friday budget, the staff budget, I do see the Heath request repayment is in there. And they have payments of Central Services of $105,000, and I think the business managers reconciliation started with $260,000 or $265,000, the number that you just mentioned. But they're taking...
I know that, but I don't know how that reconciles with the issue that was just brought up.
But the point, I know I'm explaining to you, the point is that the LSV itself passed recommendations surpassing what is in the staff budget, specifically surpassing what is in the staff budget and asking for these additional adjustments to be made. In other words, these four motions were passed by the local station board as recommendations to the PNB to further amplify the staff alternative budget by reducing expenses in these additional ways on top of what is in Marie's budget.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And that's probably how they offset the difference in salary reductions, I would presume. Okay, philosophical divides here. Okay, then I would think that we could go ahead and move to a vote. If you could, Tracy, read each of the motions from the LSB, and then R. Paul, just take the roll and let's cruise through these, and then we'll have our recommendations. I need to actually get the previous Finance Committee motions that we've passed out of this committee most recently up on the PNB agenda also, so I'll have to ask for some finance time at this coming meeting.
Could I ask if this could be emailed right away so we get them...
That would be helpful. Do you have that, Tracy, where they can be emailed to everyone really quick?
I do have it. I sent all of the motions to the Pacifica National Board. I did not send them to the Finance Committee, and I apologize. As soon as I get home into a computer in approximately 30 minutes, I can do so, and I will.
Okay, because that will make our Paul's life a lot easier so he doesn't have to type all these from scratch. If somebody else who's in front of a computer who's on the PNB and has a copy of this wants to shoot a copy to the NFC right now, please don't let any of us stop you, okay? So that would get it to someone also. I'm going to go ahead and start, Tracy, with the first motion, please.
Sure. The first motion is to cap repayment of back Central...
It's very cloudy.
Yes, it's hard to hear you, Tracy, actually.
I'm sorry. I'll do the best I can. All right. The first motion is to spread out repayment of back 2009-2010 Central Services over fiscal years 2011, 2012, and 2013 in one-third equal... in one-third equal increments.
We lost you. Okay, is that the sum total of that motion?
That is the sum total of that motion. I will also add that the total amount provided is $105,000, the idea being that the balance would be paid back by a certificate of deposit that's currently being held in a lockbox. With that said, the wording of the motion that the LSB passed was that financial services and billbacks be spread out over a 3-year repayment period.
So they want to spread everything over a 3-year payment period versus the recommendation of the national office to put all in this year.
That it be paid back over the next 12 months of the fiscal year.
Just a minute, this is LeBarn. Someone is like beeping every time Tracy speaks.
Yes, I feel it also in here.
This is John. Just came back in the call. I was trying to figure out the muting code by trial and error.
Oh.
It's different than all the other calls.
More error than trial there, but you're with us.
Yeah. Trial by... What is it? Pound?
One.
Pound one.
No. Well, I got two now. Pound one. Well, I'll try those two.
Pound one.
And double.
Two
right.
Pounds. Pound one.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. So anyway, so that's essentially the crux of the matter is whether to spread the past the essential services and pay back bill backs over the next 12 months as a repayment or over the next 36 months, right?
Correct.
If we vote in the affirmative, it's for 36 months. If we vote in the negative, it supports the 12-month payback. So, Arpa, would you please call the roll?
And, Summer, I just forwarded that to the National Finance Committee, the four recommendations. Hopefully people will get it.
Thank you so much, Arlene. I appreciate it.
Okay. 1 second here. Let me see if that's... I'm always a little leery of... paraphrasing and stuff like that. So let me see if this is coming in.
Yes, I wouldn't want you to paraphrase. It would give you the difficult task of attaching the decision to the motion after the fact.
And it's good to have everybody knowing, yes, this is exactly what we're proposing here. And it says downloading message 1 of 1, and where is message 1 of 1? Here. Okay. It's here, and, okay, the motion, all right, I got it here, let me copy it into this, it will be much better because we'll have the real thing in front of us. The motion is to spread out repayment of the unpaid Central Services KPFAO's Pacifica National from fiscal year 2009, should be 2010, change that to 1010, over the next 3 years for a savings of roughly 1.25 FTEs. Okay.
And was it the understanding, Tracy, that that included billbacks, or is there a separate motion to that effect since that only said Central Services?
I was not at the meeting, and I cannot say that for sure, but I believe it is referring to the total figure that was used during the Finance Committee discussion, which is the figure that LeBarn gave for both.
Okay. We'll go with the wording we've got, because it's the wording we've got, and it'll be interpreted as it's interpreted.
Could I ask, what would be the impact on the foundation of this?
The foundation would have less money.
This is far and right that the foundation has a commitment to the Heath Foundation to pay that back, and we would not be able to pay that back as we had promised. So we are failing to make a basic commitment to ourselves and to the Heath Foundation.
No, this is not the Heath. This is the Back Central Services. We're not up to Heath yet.
The impact on the foundation is that we have payables that are due now, including Democracy Now!, which we owe over $500,000, and that will definitely impact if Democracy Now! Comes in and wants all of their funds, we would not be able to.
Okay. So, it's the difference of, obviously if you get paid $265,000 over the next 12 months versus getting less than $100,000 over the next 12 months.
So, exactly. Thank
what,
you.
$80,000 basically or something. Anyway.
We owe our attorney. Yeah, we have things that are due. We owe our attorney. We owe KP for the pamphlets of the election. We owe health benefits. We paid some of the health benefits.
You'd get $85,000 instead of a quarter of a million.
Yeah.
All right. I think, Arpal, you have the language. Just to clarify, though, Tracy, you're saying there's a separate motion addressing Heath. Does that separate motion also address Billbax?
No. There's a motion regarding Back Central Services. There's a motion regarding Heath. There's a motion regarding in-person board meetings. And there's a motion regarding rent. So
regarding what?
Rent for the central office.
The rent. Okay. Okay, we're going to leave the wording as it is because we're certainly not going to tinker with the wording that came to us. So, Arpal, if you could call the roll. It says Central Services.
It also says that the motion passed.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
It also says that these are motions that were passed October the 16th.
Yes, they were.
This is the Friday meeting. Okay. All right, Arpal, can you go ahead, please, and just read the question and call the roll.
Okay, the motion is spread out repayment of the unpaid Central Services KPFA owes Pacifica. Okay, should this be the NFC recommends to PNB? Or?
If it passes, yes.
Well, should we have that,
preamble?
Well,
sure.
No.
And if we vote it down, then the NFC doesn't recommend.
It would be what we're actually doing. It would be the NFC recommends.
Can't we just deal with all three of these motions in one fell swoop?
Well, no, because
no, I don't
one deals with a separate issue, and we
Sorry.
Have to take each motion as it comes procedurally.
Something.
We can't just consolidate because it's faster. Go ahead, please, Arpal. So, yes, it would be the NFC recommends that the PNB adopt.
Well, I would say the NFC recommends the following to the PNB, colon.
There you go. Beautiful. Love it.
Okay, the NFC recommends to the PNB, colon, spread out repayment of the unpaid Central Services KPFA owes Pacifica National from fiscal year 2009-2010 over the next 3 years for a savings of roughly 1.25 FTEs. Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Mike Jones.
No.
Alberto Luera. R. Paul Martin. Pass. Simon Pius.
No.
Summer Reese.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
Pass.
John Wenger.
No.
LeVarn Williams.
No.
Bruce Wolf.
No.
Back. Alberto Luera. I don't think he's here. R. Paul Martin. No. Alex Steinberg.
No.
Okay. I have one yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No.
Okay. The motion is defeated.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No.
All right. Next motion, please. Can Arpal, why don't you go ahead for brevity?
Yeah, I've got it now. So
thank you,
me,
and you can just read us each motion.
In.
Thank you. And I would ask tonight with the minutes if you'd be so kind as to send them out to the NFC and to Arlene so that whatever the results are, she has those as guidance in, editing.
The motion, yeah. I'll be sure to do that.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, the next motion is, as I have it, suspend KPFA's payments to replenish the National Heath Endowment Fund for the savings of roughly 0.5 FTEs. And I think this would also be the NFC
recommends.
NFC recommends to the PNB colon.
Yes, just do your same procedure on each one.
Yeah,
I think,
we'll just
please.
Do that to each of these. That way we'll know what we're doing. Okay, should I read that again? The NFC recommends to the PNB suspend KPFA's payments to replenish the National Heath Endowment Fund for the savings of roughly 0.5 FTEs.
Please call the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Alonzo Brown?
No.
Mike Jones?
No.
Alberto Olvera? R. Paul Martin? No. Simon Pius?
No.
Summer Reese?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
John Wenger?
No.
LeVar Williams?
No.
Say again?
N-O, no.
Okay. Bruce Wolf?
No.
Okay, 0, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 against.
Thank you.
Okay, next.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, next is to, okay, let me plug in our little thing in the front before we do it. The NFC recommends to the PNB suspend all in-person meetings of the Pacifica National Board and return one-fifth of the savings to each of the five Pacifica stations for a savings of roughly 0.4 FTEs.
Point of order.
Yes?
I think this motion is just out of order. It's kind of like...
I was going to say, I hear you that it may be out of order, and any number of things that come before any of us is out of order on a fairly regular basis. I think that because there is conflict at the local level on how to resolve the budgetary issues, that because they're looking for some guidance from the NFC, this is the type of motion that could be brought straight to the PNB, probably as, you know, it would be like a bylaws amendment because it's so big.
Well,
but I think that, you know, but... Go ahead.
Let me explain. Number one, there is a bylaws issue, but on top of that, it's simply out of their purview. It's kind of like you're making your own budget up, and you decide that you can't afford to pay your taxes this year, but so you made your budget on the basis that Congress will lower your taxes or something like that. It's simply a completely unrealistic way to go about doing a budget.
This is Tracy. I'm just going to go back to the original point that I think the ED is asking the NFC for guidance regarding supporting decisions that she is making regarding the budget that she's going to submit. And I think for that purpose that a committee vote would be helpful. I have no objection to what Alex is stating on the PNB level. I think on the committee level, at this particular moment in time, if we could do it quickly and painlessly, that a vote would be helpful for reasons apart from the out-of-orderness.
Yes,
just a request.
I think the other points they bring up are legitimate points that we could discuss and vote on, but this one just seems to me just completely out of left field.
Well, if I might, I can rule it out of order as chair as being something, but it is of a financial nature, which is in theory why it gets brought to this committee. That's the vote of one person to say something should not even be voted upon, which may be more appropriate in some circumstances to just say this is not something we'll even discuss. But I think that the vote of 10 people on some of these issues may carry more weight in terms of handling some of these issues.
Arlene,
I mean, I think it would be... Yes, Arlene.
So somebody could amend that and amend it to say that this is an issue that is outside the purview of an LSB and so consequently cannot be included in an LSB or in a local station budget.
Well, again, I think this is something that would get decided. I mean, I can simply rule it out of order in terms of the NFC is not going to even consider this issue, but I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to go ahead and let us take a vote. Someone could appeal that ruling, but I feel the PNB is the one that would generally say, hey, this is totally out of line, because, I mean, obviously the LSB can't rewrite PNB policy. Heck, we can't even rewrite it without doing a bylaws amendment. You know, I mean, it isn't like one can do away with these, but they're trying to make a budgetary thing that says we protest and do not want to pay for this. And because it's in a budget, I think that it's reasonable to say, you know, we simply disagree with that. And, you know, I heard our poll, I believe.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would suggest that if the chair rules it out of order and nobody appeals that ruling, then
that speaks strongly.
Everybody's already voted. On the other hand, if the chair rules it out of order and somebody makes an appeal, then you'd have a vote right there one way or another. And so,
always the voice of sage wisdom, R. Paul. Thank you.
Yes, but can I say something?
Yes.
I understand what R. Paul's saying, and that's one way to go about it, but I am thinking that when this comes before the PNB, that it's a lot stronger if there's a vote from the committee than if the chair alone is just ruling it out of order.
Well, it won't come
then
before
it looks
the
like PNB.
It won't come before the PNB. If I rule it out of order, there won't be anything coming from this committee.
But someone could raise it, though, from KPFA.
They could, but they can do the same if we defeat it by a roll call vote. It still won't come before the only thing that will make any of this come before the PNB is if we affirmatively support one of these motions, and then it would get referred on to the PNB. And I think this is really, I don't see anyone from the LSB, you know what I mean? You can't just get motions from the LSB up to the PNB if they don't go through the proper committees, you know what I mean? They just get referred back to the committee, so it sort of goes in a loop there anyhow. It'll come back to us if someone tries to go that way.
Okay, whatever.
Do the people at that meeting know that they were wasting their time?
Well,
yes.
She wasn't there, but people do that, you know. The existential gestures are big around here. I'm going to, I should know this, like, you know, at the core of my being. Should I rule this out of order or should I not rule this out of order?
Yes, please.
You know, I suppose something that is completely against the bylaws would be ruled out of order, and is it completely against the bylaws for the PNB to for the LSB to say they don't want to pay for their PNB representation? I am not inclined to rule it out of order. I'd prefer to take a vote on it. R. Paul, please go ahead and call the roll.
All right. The NFC recommends the PNB suspend all in-person meetings of the Pacifica National Board and return one-fifth of the savings to each of the five Pacifica stations for a savings of roughly 0.4 FTEs. Alonzo Brown.
No.
Mike Jones.
No.
Alberto Oliveira. R. Paul Martin. No. Simon Pius.
No.
Summer Reese?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
I will vote no, but I don't think we should be voting on this at all.
Okay,
John Wenger?
We noted.
John Wenger? LaVarne Williams?
No.
Bruce Wolf?
No.
Is John Wenger on the call?
He was. He may have dropped off or be having trouble unmuting.
Off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 0, 4, 9 against.
Thank you. Next
okay.
question, please.
Last one.
Come on, we can
all
do this.
Right. yeah.
Finish okay. line. It's right ahead of us.
All right. Grab number 4 out of here. Front of it. Okay. The final motion we have here is the NFC recommends to the PNB reduce KPFA's central service assessment by 1 percentage point to 18.8% in exchange for KPFA housing the Pacifica National Office.
All right. Call the roll. Please.
Arlene, with a question?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
It sounded like he said, and maybe that's what the written thing says. I don't have it right in front of me, 18.8%. But the end, it's 18.5.
Okay, I wondered about that little stray tendril. Okay, please correct the record.
I think that's my fault. Apologies.
No problem. I wondered why. Yeah,
18.5. Yeah.
I find the 5 anomalous enough. Okay.
Scribner's error. I apologize.
No problem. Scribner's error has happened to us all. Okay.
Lavarne,
yes, please. Go ahead.
Can I just add what the cost is?
Do they have a cost estimate in there? Did anyone include a cost?
They didn't translate it to FTEs this time, but I have a cost of doing that. The cost would be to install a back door for this facility. So the cost, I don't know, $50,000 or less.
What do you mean by
installing? Is there a cost?
I don't understand what you mean by installing a back door for the facility.
In order to, if you were to look at this space to rent out to someone, that would be a cost to it. You would have to install an exit. There's no exit for this building. It's a fire hazard.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Very nice. Okay. Make sure the life insurance policies are up, huh? Almighty. Okay. And is there an estimate on what is that 1% that they do you have?
Approximately $27,000 to $33,000, give or take. It's a percentage of the listener revenue that comes in, but you could use $28,000. You wouldn't be far off.
And they $50,000 to install a door.
No, I meant in terms of this 1%. What is their overall central services KPFA? I mean, what are we losing with the 1% here if they were to stop paying you?
Overall central services is about $520 based on current revenue. It might have gone up a bit.
Okay.
As Carlene said, she was working with a slightly larger revenue number. So it would be $25,000 to $30,000
gotcha.
Discount
okay.
off that.
The number I'm looking at is overall $570,000.
Oh, okay. That's right. You had higher numbers. I'm sorry. That's correct.
Okay. But we know what ballpark we're in here. So essentially, it's an offsetting of what would be the equivalent of approximately $2,000 a month for the national office rental. Does that sound right to everyone? Okay.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, we're not so illegal as to be shut down, but we're not necessarily compliant enough to turn it into a revenue stream without investment. Does that also sound like a correct assessment?
Right.
Okay. All right. So having all that, people, that's basically what we're looking at here is do we want to offset KPFA's central services because of the use of that building by the national office for its offices at a rate of approximately $2,000 per month? And the converse argument being that KPFA could realize that as income but would also have to make a capital investment in order to do so legally. So that's it. So we got to vote now on their 1%. Do we want to offset that or not? Okay. So, Arpal, could you read the question one more time, please, the motion, and then we'll take the roll and move on?
Okay.
Thank you for all the information, everyone.
The NFC recommends to the PNB reduce KPFA's central service assessment by 1 percentage point to 18.5% in exchange for KPFA housing the Pacifica National Office. Alonzo Brown?
No.
Mike Jones?
Pass.
Alberto Luera? R. Paul Martin?
No.
Simon Pius?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I will vote yes on that one.
Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
John Winger?
Abstain. I just got back on the call.
LaVarne Williams.
No.
Bruce Wolf.
No.
Going back. Mike Jones.
Yes.
Alberto Warren, not here. Summer Reese.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
I think I'm just going to abstain on this one.
Okay. I have 4 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions.
So the motion fails, we're correct? Because it's
correct.
A tie. So there you go. So that's the guidance. 3 strong no's and 1 no by default. And do we have, Tracy, when you were so kindly chairing for me at the beginning of the call, was anything else put on the agenda after this? I would presume not. But
No, there wasn't. It was conceived of that at this point we would move to executive session. Can I just say one other thing I'd like to have on the open session record, briefly?
Please. Yes, of course. Yes, go ahead, Tracy.
There was one additional motion that was passed at the LSB meeting, which I received by email, which I'm not asking for an NFC vote on.
Okay.
I support it. I just want to get this information to Arlene and on the record, and it was a motion for a full-time development director to be included in next year's salary totals in this budget. So I am passing on to Arlene that that did pass the LSB, and then I hope she'll take that into account when putting her final figures together.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, but could you repeat that, Tracy?
The LSB also passed a motion. I don't have the vote in front of me. I send it to you. I have it on email. The full-time development director for KPFA be covered in next year's salary allocation. I think it passed by 10 to 6 or some number like that.
Okay.
And I'm not asking for an NFC vote. I'm simply putting it on the record that LSB did do that, and I'm passing it on for your information and also, you know, with my support.
At this moment, we've got, I've got a three-quarter time in there.
Okay, well, you know, under advisement then. You'll make the final call on that. But
well, that basically supports that motion because you will not be able to pull in a development person until you get the full-time manager in.
Sure.
We'll have to take, you know, we're looking at three months going by. So that's in October has essentially gone by. So, you know, that essentially supports your motion. It's in the budget.
That seems perfectly reasonable.
Okay, very good. I'd like at this time to set our next two meetings. We're closely getting into holiday season. I do hope we're going to be able to get our budgets passed. Arlene, do you think with the guidance from this evening's proceedings and working with Simon and Efren and LaVarne and everyone that you'll be able to have a budget back to NFC in written format that has all the numbers punched in by next week's meeting? Do you think that's possible? Maybe we could get KPFA's budget passed next week?
Well, the big issue is that we've got union dealings, you know, over the personnel issues, and so I'm basically standing firm on where my number is, but, you know, something could happen there. I think we're fairly safe saying, okay, this is the number we have to reach. The rest is the how we get there is the only part that's negotiable.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm sorry because I know I had to join the call late in terms of WPFW and BAI, and I know what's going on at K, but has WPFW's budget, have those issues been resolved so that it is passable, or are they still under negotiation? Anyone? Bruce, Lamar, and Arlene?
Bruce is closer to that one than anybody.
All I know is very close on the working things out with the union.
Okay.
We're just waiting for them to get back to us right now. And as far as the budget template, we're getting help now, apparently, from Berthold in New York. And we've been offered help from the people in Houston. So hopefully that's going to be in fact, if I understand, LaVarne is saying she thinks our template will be done by the end of the week.
Right.
Okay, then what I'd like to do is go ahead and schedule the next two meetings, and whichever one is on tap and ready for next week. Like, you know, I'd love to be passing a budget a week because, personally, I do not want to be chairing these meetings every week during November and December. I'm just not going to do that. So I hope that we can kind of push through these budgets and just kind of expeditiously pass them.
WPI will definitely not be ready because we're not having our LSB meeting yet.
I remember you called me on that. And I'm fine if we're doing them during this November, but you understand what I'm saying. It's like I'd like to, if we could get this wrapped up before Thanksgiving, that's where we should be. I mean, we're well into our new fiscal year, so I'm just sort of hoping that we will, you know, that these things are going to come together and either WPFW maybe can be done next week or KPFA can be done next week, and then we move to the next one after that. So, Arlene?
I'd like to say that I think that this committee and LaVarne and you and all the other people at each of the stations that have been involved should be commended for all of the hard work this year and for how early the process started. And considering the difficulties of the financial issues at so many of our stations, we're in a lot better shape than we were a year ago at this time. And, of course, the goal next year is to have this process finished before October 1st. And I think that should be doable based on what we've done this year. So
I concur with you, Arlene. It is actually a lot better than it was last year. So, and I agree, if we keep working on it and improving things, we should be able to have them, you know, continue so that they're really truly on time by next year, and that would hopefully be the case. Are you able to pull up the KPFTX computer, website,
yeah,
and see if we've got next Tuesday available?
Oh, we did that. We already did that. We have next
Tuesday. Did that.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Occasionally we are scheduled ahead of time. I forgot. We do that here.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think the following Tuesday is what, November 2nd? Is that
That's
right?
That's election day. We can't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't be available that day, and neither can anybody else. So beautiful. What about the following Tuesday?
The 9th has elections.
Oh, I'm so tired of them grabbing our Tuesdays. I've cleared my whole life of Tuesdays for 3 years now, and why can't we just have them? Darn. Is there anything else scheduled that week? Maybe we'll steal somebody's Wednesday or something. Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday is the WBAI LSB.
Oh,
yeah,
this is why we do Tuesdays. Never mind. This is why we like Tuesdays.
What about Mondays?
Is Monday for you that week?
Monday is the huge fundraiser at WBAI that week on the 8th.
Oh, yes, that's true, too.
Never mind. Well, okay. Okay, listen, everyone. If we're not doing it next week, I mean, we are doing next week, but not the following week. Gosh, we could go 2 weeks again, but we've just got to have these budgets finished, ourselves as well down here at KPFK. Do you know what I mean? But that would give an opportunity for the WBAI LSB to meet, and if you guys can really push on that to get your budget done, the union should surely have been heard back from at WPFW. Hopefully issues maybe that erupt will be resolved with KPFAs, and we'll have our issues worked out at KPFK. So I don't like stepping on the other committee's toes and double booking and all that stuff. So if we look at our following week, can we grab the next one, which is what, the 15th?
The 16th is open.
Let's grab it, please.
Okay.
And then
let me whip this in here rapidly. Okay, and
is Thanksgiving the following week? Is that where I'm at? Is Thanksgiving the 24th?
Yeah.
23rd would be Thanksgiving week.
Oh, we're not doing that. I wouldn't do that to anybody. My God, if
16?
You're not in a plane or whatever. I mean,
all right, I've put us in for the 16th.
Yeah.
Okay,
23rd
so we're
the week of Thanksgiving, yes.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, you know. I want my vegetarian bird.
Next is the 30th, is the next Tuesday. That's
awesome. Okay, I'm pleased with that. I mean, it's long enough for us to get over our, you know, stupor of eating or whatever. and maybe fly back or whatever. You know, just people have lives. You know, I want them,
okay.
We should respect that. But I think the 30th, if no one has an objection, you know, the following week, so.
All right.
So that will give us 3 meetings between now and then. Do you know what I mean? We'll have next week, and then we've got 2 meetings in November. And if we could really strive to get these done, in theory, we could actually have all of our budgets passed by then and be done for December and, like, not meet anymore in December would be my goal if it were possible until, you know. But, you know. So, anyway, so why don't we really work on that? And that way we can have lives, and we'll have our budgets done before they're, you know, into next year.
I am putting this in as you moving that we meet on November, what are the dates I just put in here? November 16th and 30th.
That is correct, and we already have the one scheduled next week for October, what is that? I can't 26th.
Think.
26th, thank you. So that gives us 3 meetings. So that's what, you know, I hope if the KPFA budget, if you can resolve those issues and we could pass it next week, or if the WPFW budget has gotten its issues resolved, either one of those, so we could pass another budget next week would be awesome. And then we can work on finishing the other ones for the meeting 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And then we can the national office at the last one.
As soon as we know that PFW is ready, we'll alert the committee.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm just, again, encourage everyone to work and push and et cetera with that goal of actually getting this done in the next 3 meetings so that we aren't meeting in December. And I think everyone would be pleased with that if we were able to do that. So I guess we could go to executive session now. So
move to adjourn to executive session.
Thank you all. And we'll talk to you all. Talk to everyone on the open stream in a couple next week. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Talk to you in a minute.
Good night.